Listen, man, we're talking 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. Breaks my heart that he's not going to be there, but we're going to be okay. Next. Before we get into the 49ers and talk about a little football, let me tell you one thing about the DeGrom signing with the Rangers. They need him. And he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. And the Mets didn't want to go two more years because of his health risk and because they don't know if he's going to hold up and because of his age. And then they're going to turn around and sign 40-year-old Verlander, who missed 2 years because of injury. If that's not the height of hypocrisy, I don't know what is. Y'all lost DeGrom 3 years ago when you offered him no money. You offered him a smaller contract because you were trying to nickel and dime when the Wilpons were running the team. So Fred Coupon was trying to save some money. Okay? Mind you, he didn't lose any money with the whole Ponzi scheme. He didn't lose any money. Actually, he made $550 million. How he still kept those $550 million and still didn't get sued by the families, I don't know. Okay? They have great lawyers. All right? They all have great lawyers. But DeGrom did his thing. He got his money. He got the security that he wanted. And that's it. So, Mets fans, you should be pissed off at the old ownership, and you should be pissed off at the new ownership, because the reason they didn't give him an extra 2 years is because they didn't want to eat $60 million. If you have a rich owner like that, that has a lot of money, and now he could be spending like the big boys, then prove to me, all right? Prove to me that you're going to eat $60 million, $80 million in the last 2 years of a contract, because this guy is not going to be the same pitcher. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, but that's all I have to say about baseball. The first thing you want to know about the 49ers is that they're driven by their defense, not by their quarterback. They have great dynamic weapons in CMC. They have Debo. They have Ayuk. They have one of the best tight ends in the game. They have a great offensive line, the best left tackle in the game. And the 49ers, if you think, are done because Jimmy Garoppolo is not the quarterback, then you're not paying attention to this team. Look at it this way. It's like if you can give Purdy 4 or 5 preseason games, and I know that's going to sound terrible, but hear me out. They play the Buccaneers next week. Other than Brady and possibly Mike Evans, I'll take any player on the 49ers over any of their players. That defense is playing like the best defense in football right now. Nick Bosa had 3 sacks yesterday. Greenlaw is attacking people. He's returning fumbles for touchdowns. You had Fred Warner, who had an interception. You had Lenore. You have the secondary with Ward and Ufanga and Ward playing at a very high level. But the 49ers are playing the next 3 games, okay, is the Buccaneers, Seattle, and the Commanders. I'm going to give them a great chance to win all 3 games. Now, the Buccaneers are probably the hardest one of all of them, right? And Brock Purdy, who, by the way, Mr. Irrelevant, is no longer irrelevant, threw for over 12,000 yards in college, had over 36 touchdowns. The young man is a baller, and he can run the ball, he can throw the ball. Those RPOs that he did in college, his favorite target was the tight end, which is important to realize that he likes to throw up the middle. But this 49er defense is better, and this team is better than Seattle. They're better than the Commanders. Then they play the Raiders on New Year's Day. And then they end the season with the Arizona Cardinals. If you're telling me that the 49ers go 3-2, still win a division, and get in, then I have all the confidence in the world that this team can make a little run in the playoffs. Why? Because the same reason why they didn't trust Jimmy to throw the ball last year, and they used the running game, just him handing off. If you have less than 10 attempts versus the Cowboys and less than 15 attempts versus the Packers, and all you have to do is find windows to throw it, this team can win with Brock Purdy. And honestly, I think they will win with Brock Purdy. There is no one else on that team that I trust more because he's been there. And Fred Warner said that Brock Purdy has been running the scout team. And they have seen his brilliance. He's not afraid. He's throwing the ball everywhere. I am okay with Brock Purdy. 5 weeks. And I'm sorry, but I think this team could run the table. I'm sorry, but I think this team could beat the Buccaneers. They could beat Seattle. They could beat the Commanders. They can beat any team. Any team they can beat in that schedule. Any team. Not one single team I'm scared of. So the 49ers have a great, great chance at winning not only the division, but making a run in the playoffs. Because that defense is that great. That defense is that good. And I'm not scared. I still have my lunch money. They still have their lunch money. They couldn't get popped in the mouth yesterday. Let's talk about the game a little bit. So Tua's a great quarterback. I'm going to give Tua the nod on this one. He's a good quarterback. He is probably a top five quarterback in the NFL, and he was an MVP candidate this year. Okay? They did lose their left tackle. All right? We could make excuses about injuries all day. All right? The 49ers still have, you know, Elijah Mitchell. There's a lot of players on both sides that did not play that were not on the team. So we can make all the excuses you want for the Dolphins. But all I heard coming up to the game was the Dolphins, this is a test game for both of them. Show me that the 49ers defense can handle this power, octane, super duper offense that the Dolphins throw at you. All right? And they did. Raheem and Wilson had 36 yards combined. 36 yard. This is the most explosive team in the AFC. One of the most explosive teams in all of football. Oh, yeah, but you could beat the Cardinals, and you could beat the Chargers, and you could beat the Rams, and you could beat a depleted nothing. Okay? They beat who they play. And this team is different. This team is going to punish you. This team is going to hit you. This team's going to hit you in the mouth. And I kind of feel bad for Brady. I don't want them hurting Brady next year. I mean, this game. Because if Brady's no longer on the Buccaneers next year and he's suiting up for the 49ers because Lance didn't make the team, I want Trey Lance on the team. I want Trey Lance to lead us to the Super Bowl and win multiple Super Bowls. But if you could give me the opportunity of having Brady 1 year or Aaron Rodgers for 2 years, I'm going to take those two guys. But this is where Shanahan earns his money, okay? This is where Shanahan is going to turn around and tell us, I'm the best coordinator in football. I'm one of the best young coaching minds in football. I'm going to take Brock Purdy. We're going to punch you in the mouth. We're going to beat you with defense and running the ball. And he's going to dink and dunk. And he's going to cut you up. And we're going to go far in the playoffs. I need to see him in the playoffs to see where he's going to be before I could anoint him to go to the Super Bowl. But it wouldn't surprise me. It happened with Sims and Hostetler. I'm not saying he's Hostetler. I'm not saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is Sims. But Jimmy Garoppolo has won 70% of the games that Shanahan has, and Shanahan's only won 30% of his games with other quarterbacks. So it's time to put up. But I'm not worried about Brock Purdy. I'm not worried about the 49ers. I am not worried about this defense. I am not worried about this offense. I am not worried about this offensive line. Everybody puts their pads on at the same way, put their chin straps on the same way, and it's about to go down the next 5 weeks. And Brock Purdy's going to use this as a mini education, a mini, mini camp, if you will, for the playoffs. All you have to do is not screw it up, get in, and then see what happens. I'm not scared of the Eagles. I'm not scared of the Buccaneers or the Giants or the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not scared of any of those teams because we have the best defense in football, and that's all I have to say about that. Thank you for listening to this edition of the 49ers Rant Podcast on Listen Man.